there. Welcome to Following the Truth. Today is February the 15th. My name is Gary Zimak. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm going to be here for the next 5 minutes, and it's nice to be with you. Thank you so much for stopping by. The cost of discipleship. We have a relatively short gospel today. It's only three verses from today's daily mass, but it's a good one. This is something to think about. It fits nicely in with Lent, and honestly, it fits in with life in general. The cost of discipleship. Being a follower of Jesus, it might not cost money. There might not be a fee associated with it, but there's a cost. There is something that goes along with being a disciple of Jesus if we are doing it the right way. And that cost is the cross. During Lent, that is a very popular, and rightfully so, theme. It's something to really consider because the road to heaven comes via the cross. You and I, we have them. Sometimes we make extra crosses for ourselves. And, during Lent, we might take on some sort of fasting, which is a good idea. That's one of the pillars of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It's a good idea to take on some sort of a cross. And a cross is really suffering or inconvenience, discomfort. But there in life, because of the world in which we live, this world is not heaven, there are crosses involved. And we are called as Christians, as disciples of Jesus Christ, to imitate Jesus, to literally become Jesus, to let the Holy Spirit transform us into Jesus. What did most of the life of Jesus consist in? Carrying a cross. He got a lot of abuse from a lot of people even before he suffered and died on Calvary. So this cross, we're all called to carry this cross, and it's in doing so, and this sounds crazy, this is really a paradox, but in doing so that we find our peace. Let me read the gospel today from Luke chapter 9, verses 22 through 25, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed and on the third day be raised." And then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for my sake will save it." Now, the Lord is not calling us to be all to be martyrs. No, but what he's calling us to do is give up our lives in a figurative sense so that we live for him, that we follow him, that we put him first, that we willingly embrace the crosses that we encounter in life. I mean, most of them are going to be unavoidable. Most of the crosses that we do encounter in our lives are unavoidable. Illness, tiredness, loneliness, betrayal. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen to us that could be considered crosses. What the Lord is asking us is to willingly not just endure, not just hold our breath and tough it out, but he is saying embrace the cross. Embrace the crosses that we are given, because we have to remember, and this is key, that anything that happens to us, good or bad, can only happen with the permission of God. So while he doesn't will evil, he doesn't will sickness, that's a consequence of original sin, and evil is a consequence of free will. People can do good, they can also do bad. He doesn't will it, but he allows it to happen. It couldn't happen without his permission. Why would he let it happen? Because he intends to bring good out of it. So the challenge today is for us, for you and me, to look at the crosses we'll face today. I mean, just let's use today as an example. Are we willing to say, "Lord, I accept this, and I unite my suffering or my discomfort, whatever I'm going through, I unite my suffering with yours. Please use it, Lord. Use it to assist in your mission." He gives us that opportunity to help him redeem the world. Carrying the cross, the cost of discipleship. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.